Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good evening. This is Linda, and this is Soul in the City, and we're so nice. It is so nice to have you with us today on Soul in the City. Soul in the City is a reflection that we are spirit beings on this earth plane. Today's topic, we'll be talking about change and the process of change. You know, some people are fearful of having to make changes in their lives. And when we are connected with God, we should, as the Bible say, have no fear or fear not. Because he's within us. His essence, the essence of his being is within us. Call it the Holy Spirit, the God power within you. And you connect, when you are connected to God, you are connected to that God power within you. So when change comes, you just plug in that connection. Make sure your connection is stable. And you flow and you move with the changes that occur in life. So, take a deep breath on a busy day. Breathe in. Let's just know. Let's rest in the words of be, feel, and know that I am God. How powerful are those words? Sometimes in the busyness of life, we kind of are moving about, doing a lot of other things, running here, running there. And we feel disconnected and we feel disabled and going from one way or the other. And a lot of times, all we need to do is, again, be still. Be still. Because in the stillness, you'll get answers, you'll get direction, and know that whatever come that may, that God is. And because he is, you are. And know without a shadow of a doubt that everything you need at any given moment, God has and he is. And know that I am God. I am. The great I am lies in you. So that greatness lies in you. There is no problem. There is no obstacle. There is no mountain that you cannot cross because you are connected to the major power source of the universe. I am. And because he is, you are. Let's finish out listening to Fred Hammond, and our steps are ordered, and I'll be right back with more about going through the change process. Be blessed.
Thank you.
worship.
Hallelujah.
If you believe that, then you say it to yourself. Say, master.
Master.
Our order.
Our order. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our steps are ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah. One good thing I know about just being able to say praise God with the highest praise, and that you know that your steps are ordered by the Lord. And when your steps are ordered, you don't have to worry about change, because change is inevitable. That's one thing, we're going to all go through some changes. Change is inevitable. But when you are grounded in God, your steps are ordered, and you don't have to worry about the process of change. Let's go to the Word. You know how we do it. We go to the Word. We're going to go to Proverbs 3:5, and if you are one of the Bible scholars out there, you know that this verse says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your path. Again, saying your steps are ordered by the Lord. You're going to be all right. He's going to make the path straight. He's going to provide for you. And when I'm having to go through major changes in my life, one of the scriptures that comes to me is Psalms 121. It's like a comfort strip scripture to me, and it is, I lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence and from where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He won't slumber through it all, darling. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil, and he will keep your life. He will keep your life. Meditate on that. As we say, have a Selah moment on that. He will keep your life. So no matter what goes, what happens, he will keep your life. You can trust in God that everything that you have to go through in life, this is the word, this is the promise, this is the covenant he gives to you. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in. That says to me, everybody, that no matter how you move and which way you move, when you're grounded in God, he's going to keep you through the process. From this time on, more of the covenant, more of the promise that he's making to us, that from this time on and forevermore, he's going to keep you. So even when you have to make a change, or when you have to make the decision to change, whether your decision is right or wrong, if you are grounded in God, he's going to keep you through the decision. And the thing about that is that if your steps are ordered, he is going to keep you. He's going to guide you to the right path. He's going to put people in your life that could help you through. He's going to give you advice from counselors. He's going to talk to you himself. That's why I say that it is so important that we have prayer time, quiet time with God. And prayer, as I've said many times, is a two-way conversation. You talk to God, you be quiet, you listen. And he'll talk back to you. He'll tell you. The Holy Spirit will direct you. He will give you wisdom and discernment. And that discernment will tell you when you're in places that you don't need to be. That's not right. Mm-mm. You won't have a peace about it. My pastor always says, let peace be your umpire. When you're making decisions, do you have peace about that decision? Are you staying up all night about it? Let peace be your umpire. When you're making the right decision in the process of change, you'll have a peace about it, a peace that passes all understanding as described in the scriptures. So just know that. And also know in the process of change that divine timing is in the process of change. Sometimes you just have to wait on the right time. You have to wait on God. So
Those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength, the Bible says. Let us go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what has been planted. That means that in life, there will be times when you will plant, and then there will be times that you're going to have to pull out the weeds and the snares and move on. The time to kill. And I feel like to kill dead dreams, to kill unrighteous thoughts, to pluck them out. And a time to heal, time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, time to mourn, and a time to dance, time to throw away stones, and a time to gather stones together, time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek, a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to throw away, a time to tear, and a time to tear, and a time to sow, a time to keep silent. That's powerful. Sometimes you just need to be quiet, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate. And I know some people say a time to hate. Well, you know, there should be a righteous indignation about wrong, hate wrong. You don't hate people. You may hate the actions that they may have, or there should be, to me, that hate should be a righteous indignation about anything that does not bring harm and peace. Time for war. Sometimes you got to fight for the right thing, for the right cause, and a time for peace. It's just saying that you know, we have to flow in divine timing. We really do. And when change is happening, that is important, to know that you have to flow in divine timing. Let's just start over a little bit. Let's go through some things. Change is a thing, is anything that is different. I'm just going over some definitions of change. Change is an event that occurs when something passes from one state or phase to another. And it is the result of an alteration or modification. So basically, to me, what that is saying is change is about transition. And in life, there are going to be transitions. And like I said, change. One thing that is constant, I think, I don't know who said that, but the author says that one thing that is constant is change. And in life, we will have changes. There's no going around it. It is not the change that is the problem. It's your perception of how you're going to go through the process of change that becomes a process. That is the problem. Like I said, change is a process. It's a life process. When we are babies, you grow and you develop to adolescence and then to adulthood. Our universe changes, seasons, weather, conditions, those things change daily. Change can occur minute by minute. Cells in your body, grown and discarded. Your new cells almost every day. Our world changes. The advancements and technologies of our world changes. Who would have thought 30 to 40 years ago that people would have phones that are handheld, that you can just push a button and receive information about almost anything worldwide? You can talk to anybody in the nation on a phone, on a handheld phone. You can take pictures on this little handheld device, that you can actually see people that you're talking to on this handheld device. Who would have thought that? That was through the process of change. So many people get stuck in a rut and are very fearful about the changes that occur in their lives. They want everything to be the same every day. And a part of change is knowing that we don't have control over every situation and over every second in our life. We can do the best we can, but ultimately we don't really have control. We have to just kind of flow with the changes as they occur. And sometimes they're so fearful that they just get stuck in this one place, in this one time. And when you don't allow changes to happen, like the moth to the butterfly, you kind of basically die in that place. You don't evolve and you don't grow because you're stuck in this one place. To face changes, there is like sort of a mental checklist that you have to do in order to face the change. One of the first things that you have to do in that mental checklist is say, what is my mindset about this change? How is this change affecting me? Am I perceiving as this is something terrible? I'm not going to be able to get through this. That self-talk, that negative self-talk, it just makes the process. You bring the negativity in with the negative self-talk that you're saying, and your actions proceed with that. Or do you see change as a process of growth? You see that you'll get through this. You see that in the process of come up, make valleys or whatever, that this is a process, the process of growth, and you will get through it. Knowing that God will never leave you alone, and he can't. This is the ultimate thing. God cannot leave us alone because he is closer than anything. He's inside of us. So how can we ever be alone? It's when we realize that God is inside of us. The essence of who God is inside of you. You're never alone. He lives in us. The most powerful being in the universe is connected to you. You are a part of him, and he is a part of you. As the scriptures say, you move and breathe and have your being in him. He is just as much a part of you as you are a part of him. Your connection to God is your reassurance that you will get through this process of change. He will guide you through it. If you tap into that, he will lead you through it, and you won't be alone through this whole process. Christ in you, the hope of glory. You'll be fine. Everything will be okay. Sometimes it's all about the self-talk. Instead of this, I can't get through this. This is so terrible. How am I going to get through? I will get through it. Change the self-talk. Change the affirmations that you're saying. I will get through this. This too shall pass. This is the process that I am being guided through for growth, for mental, spiritual, and physical sometimes growth, and I will get through it. I will thrive through this process, not only survive, but I will thrive through the process. You have to learn how to make positive affirmations of who you are and let them settle in your being, let them settle in your spirit so that you are guided and directed by those positive affirmations that God is giving you through your being. And how do you come with those? Through the word of God, through the scriptures, through just being quiet, meditating, and allowing God to talk to you. As I read Psalm 121, you know, I said that that gives me comfort during any transitions that I have in life. Life shifts. It moves. We have to see life like, I try to see life like a surfer on a wave. And I've been in Florida before, and I've just kind of looked at some of the guys that are out, be there on the mini surfboards or whatever. And I've noticed some things that they do when they're surfing and when they're trying to ride the waves. One is that you kind of see them take a mental shift so that they know that they have to get their mind right. They have to look at that wave. They have to kind of see the ocean, feel the ocean, know that they're riding it, and they have to shift their mind to know that they're going to ride this wave and conquer it. So this first thing kind of like what they do. Then the next step, it's that mind shift that you also have to make, like I said, with talking positively and having affirmations that, one, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When the changes go through, no matter how difficult, remember, I can get through them. I will, and I'll thrive. It's the self-talk. It's the change in your mindset that you'll get through this process. The next thing is that I noticed that they get themselves in a balance or get themselves in a position with their arms out, maybe one foot in front of the other, and they get on that wave and they're in a position. So you have to get yourself in a position of expectancy that you will get through this. you have to see the beginning from the end, knowing that if you see the end, that you've gotten through the change or the transition successfully, and everything you needed at any given moment was provided through for you through God. So that's the position of expectancy, just as a surfer balances himself on the surfboard. You have to get grounded in who you are, whose you are, and in knowing that. Who you are is a child of the Most High God. And that God is inside of you. All his power, all his strength, all his glory, all his wisdom. You can pull from that from within you at any given moment and any given time. You have and have always had everything you need to be successful in life. It's just a matter of recognizing that it is and has always been within you. You're grounded in God. And then they ride the wave. They just go for it, and they ride the wave, seeing where they go as they go. And this is a part of just basically going with the flow, knowing that this change, whatever is happening, is a process. It'll be height at the height of the wave, and you'll come down, but the whole thing is a process, and you will get through it. And I added, pray your way through. As you're going through the process, you have to have continual talks with God, knowing that you'll get through, knowing that he will guide you and talk to you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. He'll guide you through this process. You may not know how it's going to end, but know that you are going to be successful. Know that you are going to get through. That takes some quieting time and some centering time and some listening to the inner voice and the direction from you. It's okay during this time to, you know, to hear from other people if they are people that, one, speak truth, help to motivate you and will hold your hand through the process. But sometimes, you know, we have to go through things all by ourselves. In the physical realm, but know that God has provided for you in the spiritual realm. Being spiritual beings, we know that what we see and what is manifested in this physical realm is not always as life seems. God sends angels to help you through processes. He'll send angels before you to open up doors on a job that you wanted to get. When they thought when they were going to tell you no, somehow something comes to them, That no becomes a yes. That's God sending or making the way for you in the spirit realm. And sometimes I feel like we have to talk through the spirit realm for what the things that we want. Learn to talk to the spirit realm. Father God, I ask you to send the angels to open up doors before me, to make the way before me. You speaking through the spirit realm. We have that power to do that. In your name, Father God, I command the angels to open up doors that I need to be opened, to help me to walk through places that I need to walk. And Father God, in whatever is righteous and good, turn a no into yes. Speak those things that be not as though they were. What are you talking? I'm not going to get through this. Well, you're not. You just spoke that into your existence, into your realm of being. I can get through all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You've opened up the doorway for that to happen. So we have to look at the positive, and we have to reach change with positive thoughts. You want to know your resources, and your resource is God and all that he has provided for you. And a lot of everything that he usually has provided for you, you have in your being. I think about the woman with the oil. Everything she needed, she already had. The pot and bed that she didn't have, she went out to her neighbors to get pots, and the oil kept on coming, which it was provided supernaturally. And you have to believe in this day and time, and believing supernaturally is just knowing that in the spirit realm, things are happening to your favor. And like I said, praying about the decision, what it is, prayer, 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 prayer. So saying in the church, more power, more prayer, more power. Less prayer, less power. And it's so true. And knowing that that prayer, like I said, is always a two-way conversation. If you just believe that prayer is just you talking to God and then, oh, thank you, God, and amen, and you haven't listened, stop to listen, you cut off the communication process. Pray. Make your request known unto the Lord. And don't cut off the communication process. Take the moment to listen to what he is saying to you. And finally, make sure that your decision, whatever your decision is grounded in faith. You know, because sometimes in life we have to make a change. Some things, changes occur, they just part of life and they happen. But sometimes we get a point in life when we have to make a decision to change, whether that be in a job that is no longer meeting your needs, or a relationship even sometimes, where you're in relationships, be that with a romantic relationship or a friendship, where these people or this person is causing turmoil and disheaval in your life and disturbing the peace and harmony and balance of your life, causing you to stay stuck in a rut. Sometimes we have to make needed changes in order to achieve and to succeed in life, and it's okay. It's just like I said, when you have to make those changes, first pray about it. And it, this is the time before you make the decision whether or not to marry somebody, whether or not to go from one job or a career to another. This is the time to spend quiet time listening to God. Meditation, and I call it quiet time, meditating on the scriptures, listening, hearing God. You have to take that time. It grounds you. It directs you, and it helps you in making wise decisions. So, again, I just want to say make your decision and make sure that that decision that you made is grounded in faith. Once you make a decision, walk out in faith on it. Expect only good results. And the way you do that is making sure that your decision is in harmony with your purpose. And that your decision is in harmony with God and the purpose of God in your life. And purpose about who you are and what you're here to do. If your purpose in life is to be a teacher, say, because you love to teach, that's your passion. That's who you are. That's who gives you, that is what gives you fulfillment. But maybe you take a job, something that is totally far from that. Maybe you are take a job as a computer analyst, where you really maybe is one-on-one or computer technician. And it's just you and the computer, basically. You don't interact with people. You're not really teaching or anything like that. But you take that job maybe because the money was so much more than what you would get as working as a teacher maybe in a school system or something. I'm just using this for an example. But that's not your passion. Follow your passion, and the money will follow it. Maybe you took the job because of the money, but you didn't follow your passion. Or, you know, for some people, they're afraid of change and they don't make change because dad has done it this way. Mom and dad expected me to be a lawyer. But actually your passion and your purpose is that you're an artist. That's your passion. That's your purpose. That's when you are most alive, when you are, you know, painting or doing artwork, but you became a lawyer. And every time you do something with the law, a part of you is diminished. You're not following your purpose, and you will feel diminished. And part of sometimes change is standing tall, standing firm, standing grounded in who you are and who you are in God, and facing those that maybe you have let take control over you for whatever reason, and saying, this is not me. This isn't who I am. This isn't what I'm about. This is me. You have to demonstrate to the world who you are and what you are about, and then you have to stand for that. We all are here for a divine purpose and a divine plan, and you have to stand grounded where you stand, God stands. That's the purpose he put you here for. When that gives you the greatest joy, when that is the desire of your heart, you have to stand in that purpose. And also, when you're making a decision to change or change a situation, you have to ask yourself, is this decision to make this change for me? And how will this affect all of those around me? Your parents, how you say you got a job in Hawaii and you live in Ohio, how will this change affect your family? Will everybody be harmonious, even though there may be some adjustments and some transitions? Overall, looking at the beginning from the end, overall, will everybody be okay? Or say this job is good, it's going to cause a major life transition, and that you guys have to change and go to somewhere far away, taking the kids out of the school system, their comfort zone, and all of that. Sometimes that's okay. But you'll be away from them with all this change and upheaval that they're going to have already in their life. Then you're in a job where you're working 12 hours out of 24, and you don't get to see them. So they have two big changes. This is making a mountain out of something maybe that is not the best, where they never see you, you're not spending time with them, and they've had a major change in their life. You have to weigh benefits and the cost of that it would cost your family so much time away from you, and that their life would be upheaval. Maybe mean that prayer or decision that is not the best decision for you and your family. Then whenever decisions that you make about change, is it ego-based? Is it for the good of yourself, or is it for the good of yourself and others? Is it like a win-win situation? It's a win for you and those who are in your personal sphere of influence, and it's a win for the decision. Going back to a job. You take a job, you don't know whether or not to take it, but it's a good job. You're going to help people with this job. You're going to enlighten people. You're making maybe the only law you may have to move, but it's congruent with your lifestyle and your life situation, causing no harm to anybody. Everybody in the family is excited about this move. Win-win all the way. You move forward with it. Again, see the beginning from the end. Look at what the consequences, as best you could be, from the beginning. Where do you see the ending of that would be? Be the visionary. And another question to ask, if I make this decision, how will it affect my future? You know, even with in choosing a mate, is this person in harmony with my passion? Are they motivating to me and the goals that I have in my life? Does their life and their family life, is it in harmony to where I'm going, and vice versa? Am I in harmony where they are? Does our lives meet and motivate? And there are going to be times when, no, there's not always this harmonious thing, but basically our lives match. We're equally yoked. Because when, and I've lived through that, when you are unequally yoked, there is bound to be some problems ahead. And sometimes we think equally yoked, be that just religion, but it's in your family values. It's in the way you do your finances. It's in your mindset and your thinking. It's in your love walk and talk. Are they accessible to that? If you're a person that loves, you know, in order to for you to feel loved and good, you like a hug every day from your mate. You like to hear I love you sometimes, even though they may show that. You're just a person that likes to hear that also. And you're with a person that has difficulty saying that, doesn't want to hug or kiss or show any type of an affection, you're not equally yoked, and you need to consider those things. In the end, it seems like an innocent thing, but day after day, minute after minute, year after year, that can be a very difficult place to be. And finally, do I have peace about this? As I said, my pastor always says, let peace be your umpire. In decision-making, if you have a peace about it, you've counted the cost, you've thought it through, you saw the beginning from the end, and you still have a peace about it, let that be your guide in a decision-making. On the other hand, if you can't sleep, you got that knowing, that feeling inside of you, hey, something is not right. I don't know about this, or this person does this. Hey, slow down. That's a red flag. Pray about that. Ask God, should you move forward, and listen to what he has to say. You know, on the GPSs that we have today, a lot of times when you've gone the wrong path or the wrong way, it'll say, recalculating, recalculating. When you've come to a place where you know that something just ain't right, I don't know what right it is, but something just ain't right, time to recalculate, like the GPS said. You need to maybe stop and go the other direction, and it's nothing wrong with changing directions once you feel like you might be on the wrong path. All in all, know that when you are connected and grounded in God, he will direct your path. Amen to that. So, this is Linda. This is Soul in the City. And I just want to say, when it comes to change, fear not, knowing that God is your God. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Be blessed because you are. This is Soul in the City. Don't be afraid to change, because change is the process of life. Don't be afraid to make changes when you felt like you've gone the wrong way. Change is a process of life. Anyway, this is Linda. Love you guys. Be blessed because you are. This is Soul in the City. Have a good evening.